Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
Okay. 38011.
Do you have a Cash App? Do you have a Cash App?
Ma'am, I'm sorry?
I was talking to somebody else. I'm sorry.
And what would be the first and last name?
Shay, S-H-A-Y, Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S.
Okay, thank you for that. And may I please have the shipping address for verification?
Uh-huh. It's 362 Purchase Road, Curtis Road. It's in Brighton, Tennessee, B-R-I-G-H-T-O-N, Brighton, Tennessee.
Thank you for that. And I see that you have the keto ascend, and I also see that you're also out of the trial period. How can I assist you?
Well, I'm a friend of hers. I've been knowing her since high school. She's been very, very sick, and this package just came in, and she cannot take these. I think that's really what made her real sick. Her doctor, she has heart trouble, and she took quite a few of these, and she's been real, real sick, and her doctor told her, do not take these things anymore. So I'm trying to take care of this for her and see if I can't get these. She's got another an envelope here that's not even been opened. Sitting from the PPHM Fulfillment Service.
Yes, ma'am. Well, this would have been a 14-day trial period, and on day 14, it would have been the customer's responsibility to call us on day 14. Otherwise, they would be charged the full amount on day 15, and the customer would have been opted into automatic billing and automatic shipping.
Well, like I said, she's been real sick. She's not been able to call. I've just had to come down here and take over. So I saw these laying here, and I had called the doctor, and that she cannot take these pills. Like I said, she has one bottle of purple sitting here and one bottle of orange sitting here that she had taken out of. And then now she has a vanilla envelope that was delivered here, and this vanilla envelope hasn't even been opened.
Yes, ma'am. The most that we would be able to do is cancel out the account so that she won't be billed or shipped anything else further.
Okay. But can we mail this envelope back to you?
We're currently not accepting returns.
I beg your pardon?
We're currently not accepting returns.
Honey, this thing, the brown envelope we were sitting in had even been opened.
We do not accept returns, ma'am.
It's not a money-back guarantee or anything, then.
Based off of the terms and the conditions, it's considered a valid charge.
Well, I mean, I can understand the one bottle of purple and the orange one that she got, but this is the second batch here. It's not even been opened. Whenever I brought her home from the hospital, this was laying at the door thing here. I mean, if you'll give me an REM number, I'll just slap the label on top of this one, and you can see that it's not been opened.
Our distribution center is not accepting returns from customers who were on the monthly cycle, and she was on the monthly cycle.
Well, that's fine, but, it'd been different if she was here and just decided not to take them. this is a medical issue that she cannot take them. I mean, I just don't understand. She's got, how much did y'all charge her credit or her card for?
It would have been the $92.90.
Just one time or twice?
It would have been for the twice.
Well, see, she's got $92 worth of pills here. It hasn't been opened. She can't take. $80. She says this is $180 in here. $92 per bottle. She says it's $92 per bottle, and there's two bottles in this thing. It hasn't been opened. You can fill them. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. I understand what you're saying, but the distribution center is not accepting returns from customers who were on the monthly cycle, and these are considered valid charges, and there was no attempt to call to let us know that the doctors told her that she couldn't take it.
If she had been sick and in the damn hospital, I'm sure she would have called you, darling, but now I'm trying to take care of this. I understand the situation. I really do. But, you know, I'm trying to call you and let you understand the situation. I'm trying to be very nice. Instead of her spending, you know, she's on disability. She can't pay her bills hardly now anyway. And she was trying to better herself. Instead of bettering herself, now she's got back in sick, and she's still having to pay $192 for these pills that was dropped off when she wasn't even here in the hospital. I mean, come on. She's offered to pay for the bottles that she's opened. That's okay. But these bottles here hasn't even been opened, and she was in no situation and no place where she could call you because she didn't know he was here. Come on.
Now, most what we will be able to do is to cancel out the account so that she won't be billed anything else further or shipped anything else further.
Well, that's fine or whatever, but do you have a supervisor, somebody I can talk to?
We all follow the same protocols and procedures.
Well, I understand that. Well, give me the guarantee number that you will have anything else taken out.
The
confirmation number, whatever.
The confirmation number is C as in Charlie, 185397.
Her name's Ivy. But meanwhile, I'm going to search for somebody else. This is bad business. I'm going to report them to the Better Business Bureau, and we're going to get some, you know, this is not right. But most things come back with a money-back guarantee. You know, this is, you know. And you're sure there's nobody else that I can talk to or whatever?
The most that we will be able to do is a customer courtesy refund of 35%.
That would be great, unless you're trying to help us. I should have just said, oh, no.
And that would be back into the account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. And how much would that be?
It would be $32.51 for one, and let's see, $32.16 for the other.
Okay, I really do appreciate that.
Very much so.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, ma'am. I mean, at least you're trying to make an effort to help. That's all I ask for.
Thank you very much.
We thank you very much.
Yes, and thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day.
You too, darling. Thank you so much.